let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Valerie Walsh Valdez is one of the few creators who knows what it feels like to see a creative vision explode into a worldwide phenomena, producing numerous animated television programs seen in more than 150 countries, translated into more than 30 languages. Valerie began as an intern at Nickelodeon, went on to co-create the global sensation Dora the Explorer, as well as the hit preschool series Go Diego Go and Dora and Friends Into the City. And now Valerie introduces Nickelodeon's new action-packed children's animated series, Santiago of the Seas. Infused with Spanish language and Latino Caribbean culture curriculum, following 8-year-old Santiago, a brave and kind-hearted pirate, as he embarks on daring rescues, searches for treasures, keeping the high seas safe. Valerie Walsh Valdez, recipient of prestigious Peabody Award for Outstanding Children's Programming, multiple NAACP Image Awards, and Parents' Choice Awards, and now creator and executive producer of Nickelodeon Santiago of the Seas, Fridays 12:30 Eastern Pacific, is with us on This Week in America. Valerie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thanks, Rick.
Looking forward to the series, and I know you said that when you create a hero for preschoolers, it's really a huge responsibility. Talk about that, and then how you went about developing Santiago.
Well, preschoolers have this ability to almost come through the screen and become friends with who's, you know, the hero of a show. So you have to imagine that this is a real kid to them, and think of the influence that you have. And with Dora, we found that kids referred to her as their best friend. They wanted to go places with her. Even when she wasn't on TV, they still remained, you know, in their imagination. So we think of that all the time, and we actually take our stories out to preschoolers and read it to them and make sure that this is the kind of kid that they would want to spend time with, both watching the show, but also playing with this kid. You know, with Santiago, we've got pirate play, so that they're going to want to have a relationship with this kid on and off the screen.
It's interesting because it's more than just a television character, isn't it? You're really creating what a role model for these preschoolers.
We are, and it's so funny because preschoolers are like little sponges, and they pick up on the smallest traits, and they'll say, oh, Santiago loves to tell his grandpa his stories and adventures, and he always brings back a little treasure for his mommy or somebody in the community. So preschoolers really do pick up on these small things that you are trying to convey, which is, you know, like how to be a good person, how to be a good member of the community. So it's really very gratifying as a creator that you get this opportunity to create characters like this.
Let's talk about the process for this particular show, Santiago of the Seas, and you'll see it Fridays, 12:30 Eastern Pacific, Eastern and Pacific on Nickelodeon, and we'll go through all the different ways that you can experience this. But this started with, this was a vision of several of you, including your husband, who's the co-creator, co-executive producer, what, like 3 years ago? This has been 3 years in the process to get it to the point where it's now going to be seen by kids worldwide.
It's true. It takes a really long time with animation. So from, you know, the idea, which was actually even a little more than 3 years ago, to actually writing the scripts, casting the characters, and then creating this world, it takes hundreds of people and a really long time. For me, getting to work with my husband was the biggest, you know, benefit of all this, because we started together. He was a writer on Dora, and we love working together, and we also love bringing up new writers. So this is really like a great experience, both personally and professionally for me.
You know, it's fascinating. You talked about animation is a marathon, not a sprint. Talk about that and going through the process, because as you said, preschoolers are very perceptive. They see things maybe we as adults don't. So this is really key, isn't it, the animation process?
Oh, the animation is the most central part to this, because we can do a radio play with just the voices, but then to bring those characters to life, it takes people making a storyboard, you have to, then when we're doing computer animation, you have to think about like how the faces would actually move, the lip sync, all of that. And when you come to the end of the animation road, it's almost like you've created a human because they are so lifelike with at the kind of animation we do now. So it's really, it is the marathon because you have to be very patient and you have to get each step, you know, do it correctly. Yes. And build a foundation. And it takes about, just for the animation alone, almost 18 months to make a single show. And then on top of that, you're actually making 40 shows. So it really does take a long time, and you have to keep up your energy also as a creator and a producer. You know, you don't want to like say, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like working on show 40 anymore. It's like, no, you have to keep that energy up. And in some ways, I feel like we're preschoolers too. We've got to keep the preschool energy going.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as you create, and we talked about the animation part of this, the process, you've got to come up with a cast of characters to surround Santiago with. And you've got, I love the crew and I love the villains. Talking about the people that we'll see with Santiago in the series.
Well, one key person is his nemesis, Bonnie Bones, who's a naughty pirate who is really just very greedy. And if you think about a preschool classroom, there's always the kid who takes all the toys and doesn't
exactly
want to share.
Yes.
And they have to, you know, they have to learn. And so one of the great things that I think about the show is Santiago, you know, he wants to help everybody. So even though this Bonnie Bones is his nemesis, he still wants to teach by example. And if Bonnie needs help, he's still going to help her. So it's really a great way to show a character being multidimensional. It's not just good versus bad. And then Santiago has his family. He has his abuelo and he has his mommy, who's the mayor of their town. And so we get to like dig deep into, you know, the Latino culture here with a storytelling tradition, with all the, I mean, amazing architecture and art that we feature in the backgrounds and stuff. So the world for Santiago does feel very deep and rich.
And it's beautifully colored. I mean, this is such an impressive series that literally will jump off the screen as you're watching it. Among the villains, soon to be my favorite, is Sir Butterscotch. Talk about Sir Butterscotch. I can't wait to get my Sir Butterscotch t-shirt here at some point. I love this character.
He is so funny. Well, there's a reason why you love this character, and that's because he's voiced by Don Leguizamo.
Yes.
And he brought so much attitude and fun to this. He's the sidekick parrot to Bonnie Bones. And he just makes this character pop. And still, after, you know, all these years of working on the show, all of the artists and the writers, we are still laughing over him because his performance is great. And I think you're right that he's going to become the fan favorite for a lot of adults, and they'll have their butterscotch t-shirts and mugs.
You know, your husband said that this may be the best thing that he said we've ever done. And you, of course, have got Dora to your credits there as well. The show is really emotionally involving. Talk about how you feel, where the project stands, and the fact that here's this vision over 3 years in the making, and now it's going to be out there entertaining kids worldwide.
Oh, well, I am just so thrilled that it's finally coming to the screen. You know, my husband and I, like I said, we've worked together before, but we do feel that this project really pushed us to be more dramatic in the stories we tell. The fact that we have a world filled with humans, it is very different from Dora's world, which was Dora and then mostly just her animal friends. It was much more fantastic. This has a little more realism to it. It's actually got some magical realism in it. And I think around the world, kids are really going to find this very special. They have not seen this world before, sort of based in, you know, Caribbean culture.
Yes.
The music is going to feel so fresh and new. It's got a reggaeton underscoring in it. I mean, there's just so many elements to this that feel as if it's fresh and new. And so I couldn't be more excited about it. Finally premiering on Friday. Woohoo!
That is going to be exciting. And then 20 episodes, and then it breaks out all across the world. And you've got, if you go to Nick Jr., talk about where all this is going to be available to watch, to rewatch, and to see some extra content as well.
Well, it'll premiere this Friday, October 9th at 12:30 on the Nick channel. Then it'll be available on the Nick Jr. channel, and they'll put that schedule up on nickjr.com. It also premieres in the UK November 2nd, and then they plan to roll it out globally over the next few months. So hopefully there's going to be this wave of Santiago fever that takes us through the new year, and I feel like it's the right time. Kids have kind of been hungry for a new show that they can really attach themselves to, and it feels like the right time for a hero like Santiago.
It really is, and I mentioned infused with the Spanish language, Latino, Caribbean culture, curriculum as well. Talk about sort of the importance of bilingual and what that leads to. I think what better understanding of everybody.
It does. I mean, in all of the research that we did with Dora, we found that little kids actually felt empowered by learning how to say a few words in a second language, and
yes,
they saw it as like a cool trait, that it wasn't chorish at all. It felt like, oh, I've got my own little superpower. I can speak in two languages. And I think, now kids are much more aware that there are others who speak two languages at home, and maybe in school they just speak one language, but they've got, grandparents or other family members who speak another language with them. So I think kids' awareness is much more heightened now. And so really the best time to learn a second language is when you're young. They say before you're six, you can introduce that second language, you have a much greater chance of being fluent. So what better time than, getting a four-year-old who thinks it's a cool thing to speak a second language, rather than, some of the older kids who were in high school, and they're like, oh, do I have to learn another
language
now?
Yes.
It's like, well, if you start when you're young, it's a fun thing to do. So hopefully this is going to inspire some kids to do that.
Well, I think it's going to, and I think parents as well, as they're watching, suddenly they'll see their child and they're so receptive to this message and learning another language and the understanding that goes with that I think it's going to be a learning experience for everybody. I've got about a minute left on the program. This is a gift that you have of being able to relate and to understand, not talk down to preschoolers. Where did this come from? What was the inspiration for following this particular career path?
I wanted to be a teacher. My father was a high school teacher and my mother was a librarian, so I was very bookish, but I was also into drama and acting, and I figured out, this is after college, I figured out a way to sort of fuse the two together. I went to film school after I got my teaching degree, and I just thought, wow, we could really use this medium to teach. So not just to make entertainment, which is great, and we all love that,
yes,
but how we could have some, values and some educational curriculum in entertaining shows. So it was really just from my passions, kind of fusing them all together.
Yes.
And here we are.
I love that. The vision greater than the boundaries, the walls of a classroom. The world is your classroom. It's just such a remarkable job that you've done with beginning a second generation. Valerie Walsh Valdez, creator, executive producer of the new Nickelodeon series, Santiago with the Seas, premiering Friday, October 9th, 12:30 Eastern Pacific. All the information, of course, at the Nickelodeon website. Valerie, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on another successful series that will be changing lives of children all across the world. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Take care.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.